The Gemara Masechet Becharis Daf Yud Amud Aleph discusses a halacha that we discussed and learned many times in Masechet Chulin. And that is that the Torah Kedoshah teaches us three times in the Torah does the Pasuk say, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoy, to teach us Echad L'Sav Bishul, one is one may not cook, Bas B'Chalev, one is L'Isser Achila, one may not eat bas b'chalav, vechad lesser hanob, one may not benefit from bas b'chalav. So there's a question that the Paiskim discuss is if there's a product, the question came up with milk chocolate. And there was a concern that the milk chocolate might have been made with animal fat, which of course would render it non-kosher. And the way to determine if that indeed is the case is by doing a laboratory test. But that test involves cooking up that piece of chocolate. And if indeed there's bas b'chalav, if there's milk chocolate, milk, and there's animal fat, the technician who would be administering that examination would be essentially cooking bas b'chalav, which, as we just said, is a separate isser of cooking bas b'chalav. So the question is, may such a lab exam be done or not? In determining this question, there's really two separate questions that come together. One is, even if this milk chocolate has in an animal fat, it's already been cooked. And the question is there bishul acha bishul? If bas b'chalav were cooked already, and then it's cooked again, by Shabbos we know that there's a concept, certainly by a salad. If a solid food was cooked, a piece of meat was cooked, and one were to re-cook it on Shabbos, certainly with the raisa, we hold ein bishul acha bishul, and one would not be over the isser of bishul b'Shabbos if one did so. So now the question is that the same din by bas b'chalav? Is there an isser, is there a concept of ein bishul acha bishul by bas b'chalav? For if there is such a concept, then there would be no problem in cooking up this piece of chocolate. Because memanavshach, if there's no meat and milk in the piece of chocolate, so I certainly haven't done anything wrong by cooking it. If there is, but they've already been cooked in when the chocolate was manufactured, and therefore re-cooking it now falls into the category of ein bishul acha bishul. So the Paiskim discussed the Shiloh. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in the Shiloh Tshuvas Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin, Yerideya Simen Hei, has a lengthy discussion, which the essence of his discussion is, do we compare Hilchus Bas B'Cholov, Hilchus Bishul Bas B'Cholov, to Hilchus Bishul B'Shabbos? And even though at first glance one would perhaps suggest that we should connect them, because what's bishul is bishul, and what's not bishul is not bishul, he then goes on to say that probably the two should not be connected. And he brings a number of rayas. His two primary rayas are tigun, frying. So everybody would knows, and it's obvious, that included in the Isser Bishul and Shabbos, included in the Isser of cooking and Shabbos, is included Tigun. If one didn't actually cook, he just fried food and Shabbos, certainly such an individual is considered that he was Mevashel B'Shabbos. However, when it comes to Bas B'Cholov, it is the opinion of almost all Achroinim that there is no Isser D'Raisa of Tigun by Bas B'Cholov. So we see that Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Bas B'Cholov are not identical. another raya he brings that Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Bas B'Cholov don't travel together is what is the Shir Bishul. So we know by Shabbos, the Shir Bishul is Kamacha Ben Rusoi. As soon as you cook up the food to the Shir Macha Ben Rusoi, there's always a Machloikus Rishonim. What is the Shir Macha Ben Rusoi? Is it a third cooked? Is it half cooked? But certainly the Paiskim are of the opinion that once you cook something up to that degree, it is considered as if you did Bishul on Shabbos. Whereas by Bas B'Cholov, he suggests that to be over for Bishul Bas B'Cholov Doiraisa, you have to cook it to the degree where somebody would eat it together, that it got cooked together to make it into one food, edible. And Mach Ben Rusoi, even though Ben Rusoi ate it at that point, others don't eat it at that point, and therefore it's not considered Bishul, it's not considered Bishul Bas B'Cholov Doraisa. So we see that Bishul Bas B'Cholov Doraisa and Bishul B'Shabbos have different halachas. So halacha l'maisa, the Paiskim say as follows regarding the concept of Bishul Acha Bishul or Ein Bishul Acha Bishul regarding Bas B'Cholov. The Paiskim suggest as follows, that if you had milk which was already cooked, and you have meat which was already cooked, then and you then take these two cooked items and now cook them together, almost all Paiskim that agree that that is considered Bishul Bas B'Cholov Midoraisa. In fact, the Pais can make a very interesting observation. If we wouldn't say that, we would never be able to have Bas B'Cholov Doraisa B'Zman Azeh. Because we know that all milk that's sold is pasteurized. And pasteurization, under most circumstances, it makes the food cooked. We rely on that for Hilchus Tam Yenom, that if wine is pasteurized, if grape juice is pasteurized, we no longer have a problem of Stam Yenom. So if the milk that we're cooking in, and all dairy products obviously emanate from milk, which is pasteurized, it would mean that we would never have Bas B'Cholov Doraisa. The Paiskim can say that's not the halacha. Even though Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to differentiate to what degree it was pasteurized, it seems that the Paiskim don't follow that approach. When we have a liquid, that means we had a liquid meat and a liquid milk that were cooked together, and now they were cooled off, and now we take it and we recook it, most Paiskim are of the opinion that too is going to be considered cooking Bas B'Cholov. But then there's a third scenario, and that is, let's say you have a piece of meat which absorbed into it milk. So now you have a double gush, which is meat that has milk absorbed into it. There the Paiskim seem to be more lenient and say that if you have such a piece of meat with milk absorbed into it that was cooked already that way, and now you're going to re-cook it, there you probably would not have Bas B'Cholov Doraisa. So again, the piece of chocolate may already be in that category, so there is no Issa Bas B'Cholov if you're cooking that piece of milk to determine what kind of fat was used in the production of that chocolate. But now there's another Heter, which is quoted by the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav in the Shas HaTshuvos David Misharim Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed quotes a Gemara in Masechta Psachim. The Gemara Masechta Psachim that Fir Aleph Amar Aleph says that b'shah, the time somebody's oisik levar chametz, that he's busy burning the chametz, we're not concerned that he's going to eat from it. Says the Chabina Rav, the entire reason that the Torah asked cooking bas v'chalav is because if you cook it together, you may come to eat it. But if a person is showing that he has obviously no interest in eating bas v'chalav, he's examining the chocolate that he has to make sure it doesn't have bas v'chalav, because chas v'shalom, he doesn't want to eat bas v'chalav. We need not be concerned that he would come, that's called bishul bas v'chalav, and which should be asur. According to Shvinarov, the place can point out, if one is burning his chametz erev Pesach, and in the bag, in the food that he's burning, there's a piece of meat that's chametz, and there's a piece of milk that's chametz, and he's burning that, that too would not be considered bishul bas v'chalav. Why? Because if my entire goal is to get rid of the bas v'chalav, then I'm not over for bishul bas v'chalav. There are paiskim that disagree with the Chibinarov. The Shas Chuvas Har Tzvi Yoridei Simon Ayin Tes disagrees with the Chibinarov, and so too is the opinion of the Beis Yitzchak and Chelik Beis Yoridei Simon Kuf Ay Mem Ches. He says, a raya, the halacha is if somebody cooked chalif, which we know one may not eat chalif together with chalif, even though there won't be an isser if you eat that together, because ain isser chalal isser, but if you cook it together, it will be asr. Now the question is, I don't want to eat this bas b'chalif. Still, even if I don't want to eat it, we see that the isser achilas bas b'chalif will never be applicable here. That doesn't prevent, says the Har Tzvi and the Beis Yitzchak, from the isser bishul bas b'chalav to chal. Why? Because these are two separate isurim. There's an isser bishul bas b'chalav, there's an isser bishul bas b'chalav, and there's isser achilas bas b'chalav. And even if the bishul will never come to achila, the bishul is also. Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a different reason to be makel. He says, he relies on a sfek sveka. He says that when this lab test is being done, first of all, we don't know for sure that there's animal fat here. And even if there is, maybe we apply the concept of ein bishul acha bishul. And therefore, since it's a sfek sveka, and then he also throws in the svara of the Chibinarov, and therefore we could be makel. But then he himself says that this reason to be makel is not necessarily a compelling argument. Because he says, when can one rely on a svek sveka? One can rely on a svek sveka when there's a shaila in front of you. And now I need to pass from the shaila. So a svek sveka is a way to pass from the shaila. Here we're not relying on the svek sveka or what was. We want to rely on the sveka moving forward, that we should go now and be allowed to cook up this piece of chocolate to determine if there's animal fat in it. Under those circumstances, we don't rely on the sveka. So even though this reasoning Rabbi Avadi Yosef sort of backs off from, perhaps, he still agrees with the Chibinarov that if we combine the two concepts that we've introduced in our shir, the concept that we say ein bishul acha bishul by bas b'chalav, and the concept that if my entire goal is to make sure that there's no bas b'chalav, then there's no issa bishul bas b'chalav, and he agrees with the Chibinarov that this lab exam may be done.